Your name?
My name is Marcos Gabra Hewitt.
Marcos, the night of August 2nd, National Night Out, you came with three other drivers to collect signatures for the petition to overturn CB3 to get on the ballot as a referendum in 2012. And first you came here to Morningside, the VFW post 9619. Explain what took place.
We came to this place. It was about 4 o'clock, and four of us, we came here. We had a red clothes on, a shirt. Then we after we parked our car in the parking, we came here. We start asking the customers, the people who come in and out. We asked them if they can sign the petition for us. After we had about the three people, there was a guy who came up from the inside. He said, this place is non-profit organization. So he told us we have to live from this property. Then we left from the place.
Now you were just standing out, you were in the parking lot as people came in and out. You just started collecting signatures. And he told you had to leave the entire property.
Exactly. He said, we need to leave this property. Then, you know, we have to leave the property. We don't know whose guy was, probably manager, the owner. We don't know that. But he told us we need to leave the property, and we had to go.
And this was a public event?
Yeah, it's supposed to be public event, yes.
So what did you do next?
After that, we left to this place called Brinkley Road. It's a middle school, and they're supposed to have the same thing, National Night Out. We got there. There was a guy.
We'll save the details. Let's head over there now, and we'll do an interview there. Okay, Marcos, we just came from Morningside, the VFW post where you and three other drivers were told, because it was a nonprofit organization, as you've recounted, that you could not collect signatures and had to get off the property. So you called, well, explain what happened. Did you put a call into leadership?
Yes, I called one of the leadership and we told him, and he assigned us to go to another location, which called Brinkley Road. It's a middle school. Then we drove there. When we got there, there was on this middle school in front of the parking lot, there was a few cars on one side, police cars. So we're trying to get inside the parking lot, but there was a guy by a parking lot entrance. He told us this is only for police and police family, and he say we're not allowed to come in. So since we inside the entrance, he allowed us to come in. We made a U-turn, and he just rushed us to get out the parking lot.
So we're at Thurgood Marshall Middle School in Temple Hills, just a couple miles away from the other event. And so you explained to him that this is another public gathering. It's National Night Out, and you explained to and you're it's four separate cabs, four separate drivers, all in a row. You tried to explain to the officer that he wasn't in uniform, was he?
He was not on a uniform, but I think he's an officer or one of the staff member. He had a polo shirt with one of the logo side on it, one of the side. We explained to him that we're here to collect petitions. I guess he sounded like he knew already, but he told us we can't do that. That this program is not for us today, tonight. He say we need to go. This is only for police and police family. So he told us we need to go.
Did you get a name?
He didn't give us his name. We didn't ask him.
I should say, when you said you called leadership, that's the Prince George's County Taxi Workers Alliance. What does it mean Marcos, that, you know, two different public events for National Night Out, you're trying to collect signatures for a very important petition regarding CB3, this legislation that will really allow 75% of the PGs or medallions in Prince George's County to end up in the hands of the biggest players who already have a stranglehold on the market, to quote Councilmember Mary Lehman. What does it mean to be at two public events and be pushed away and not allowed to collect signatures?
I feel like we're not getting enough attention. I'm sure they know what's going on. They know we need to have these petitions to be collected, but they intentionally don't want to give us their attention. I think that's what's going on, and, you know, they don't want to help us.
Thanks.